of the day.
We didn't throw the ball away 29 times. And no, honestly, I think we were, we just came out with a lot more confidence. We executed our game plan. We did a good job in the press break. Even when they trapped us, we did a great job with that. I mean, they gave us some fits at times, but other times we just handled it and got easy looks. We obviously drove and kicked a lot to Trish, and she hit 5 threes, I mean, you know. And we shot a very high percentage because we kept attacking. Our mentality was attack instead of being on our heels like we were yesterday.
Trisha, you had a great game shooting the ball. Talk about the team play and the assists, 26 assists for the team, and how that helped you get shots.
It was a great job, like she said. We were kicking. Like, we really drove and attacked, and, like, they made them help. So I just found the opening and made the shot.
Coach, going back to you, you had a 20-point lead in the game. They came back. Talk about the resiliency, I guess, of your team down the stretch and being able to pull out that win.
You know, we just asked them in the locker room about that, and they just said that they never stopped believing that they could step back up and get it done. And that's a sign of a mature team, because quite honestly, Gannon 37-0 before they lost last year, that's the type of team you'd expect to have the maturity. And with us, you know, we just found a way to step up and get it done. And I just think that they never stopped believing, and like you said, we kept attacking. So,
Trisha, after yesterday's game, is there anything you guys as a team decided to do differently that maybe helped you here today?
It was mostly just our mindset, really. Like, yeah, we talked about the turnovers, of course, and the rebounding. But besides that, it was just, we could just tell. Like, we went in the huddle when we were starting to lose our run. We're like, we are not losing this game. Like, we just all knew, like, we're going to do anything to win this game. And that's, like, what was different. Like, we just had that mindset.
Coach, talk about, it's still early in the year, but obviously a big win in terms of building confidence for your team.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the number 15 team in the country, I think. And we stepped up and we competed hard. And we talked about competing all last year, but it was different this year. I mean, I think you look at us, we had two people in double figures, but everybody scored a bucket. Everybody on our team scored a bucket. And I mean, look at Katie Fox, who didn't play the whole game, comes in and has three or four good possessions and the big bucket down there at the right hand, and she's a lefty. So, I mean, it's like, you know, she was ready. When we called on somebody, they were ready, and nobody really cared who got the credit.
Talk about the play of your bench. You outscored them 27-17 off your bench. How big of a key was that?
I mean, huge. I mean, it just, like I said, if we can get that kind of production out of everybody and nobody cares who's getting the minutes, I mean, that just speaks volumes for the unity of our team.
Trisha, where do you go from here? I guess you're on the road now. It was nice to get a home win, but now you have to try to do the same thing on the road.
Yeah, we just got to carry over that same mentality, really. Like, take this, and like you said, it's a real confidence booster for us, so use it and take the same mentality into the next two games.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Ron.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Thank you.